Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health explores reopening close to home hospice house. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health and the Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation are considering reopening the close to home hospice house, which has been closed since 2020 due to staffing issues and low patient numbers. The Gillette News Record reported both organizations announced they're exploring a partnership to bring back inpatient hospice services. According to a press release from both entities, we are considering this in partnership with a third-party operator, which will be discussed and decided upon collaboratively. Our primary focus is the well-being of our community, and we are committed to transparency as we engage in these preliminary discussions. While no definitive decisions have been made, we believe that this opportunity could significantly benefit the residents of Gillette and surrounding areas by providing essential inpatient hospice care services. While no final decisions have been made, they say they are committed to transparency and view this as a potential benefit for the Gillette community, offering essential end-of-life care in a compassionate setting. Wyoming whiskey rises to number 2 in USA Today's Best Craft Whiskey list, boosted by global partnership. Wyoming whiskey, produced in Kirby, has climbed to the number 2 spot on USA Today's list of best craft whiskeys in the U.S. According to Cowboy State Daily, after a rocky start in 2012, the brand has since improved its recipe, leading to significant growth in sales. Co-founder David DeFazio credits their success to loyal customers, awards, and a partnership with global brand Edrington. With this collaboration, Wyoming Whiskey is now sold nationwide, with future plans for new products. Wyoming Whiskey says they remain committed to its Wyoming roots using locally sourced ingredients. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.